We're doing our short halacha in memory of Asher Chaim ben Sarah, zichrono livracha, and his merit. And we're learning the laws of Pesach. We're up to Shabbat HaGadol. So the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbat HaGadol. On that Shabbos, we took a sheep and tied it to our beds, as Hashem had told us to do. On that Shabbos, we had a great miracle. The Egyptians would ask us, why are you taking our God? Why are you taking the sheep? And remember, it was the month of Nisan, the month in which they're very adherent. They're expecting all kinds of things from their God on that month. That's the month where the mazal is mazal tle. Yes?
Only sheep? Are there gods?
What? No, they worship the sheep, they worship the Pharaoh, they worship the Nile. One of the holy things they had was sheep. So the Jews would say, we're going to sacrifice it, slaughter it as a paschal offering in accordance with the mitzvah we have. And the Egyptian would hear that the Jews taking this sheep, that's his God, to slaughter. And they didn't do anything. No massive program, nothing. So that was a punchline. That was an apex. It was a high in the miracles of Egypt, where miracle after miracle was by God, the 10 plagues. And suddenly on Shabbos HaGadol, we did something to the Egyptians. You know, it's the only point in Yetzias Mitzrayim where we did something that the Egyptians could be upset at us. Until that point, God was doing everything. Comes Shabbos HaGadol and we're taking their God to slaughter. And that was the start of the end for the Egyptians. But that's why that Shabbos was so pivotal, and we call it Shabbos HaGadol. And there are many other reasons. And we have a special Haftarah on Shabbos HaGadol, and the minig is that the rabbi gives a speech and he goes over the halachas of Pesach and chametz and matzah and everything you need to know for Pesach, and he also speaks about the great miracles and the importance of the holiday, Hashem's revelations to Am Yisrael on this day. And some rabbis give a pilpul shir, but Rav Chaim David HaLevi says that's not what he thinks they should be doing. Yeah.
People learn for Pesach. They don't get from the Rav at that point something to hear. Is it more shiur for people who don't know enough for Pesach?
It's always good to go to a shiur.
No, that's not what I mean. It's just
in ancient times, people didn't have time to learn other than Shabbos. So the rabbi's Shabbos speech was the speech which taught them the halachos they needed to know. Today, people learn, but how are you going to know if paper plates are problematic on Pesach? Do you need to buy paper plates with Hechsher or not? So we discovered a few years ago, not I, but the Jewish people found out that the way they keep the paper plates separate from one another is by putting flour or amilan or things that are chametz. So if you're using a paper plate without Hechsher on Pesach, you might have a problem. How are you going to know if all kinds of new issues were found this coming year on Pesach? You got to be on top of things. So the rabbi, hopefully, is on top of it. And even if it's things that you've heard before, I always find that when you hear it again, it's always good. You know, we're reviewing the halachas of Pesach. I think we have the laws of Pesach online. We're reviewing it again. Every year, we got to review the halachas. It's things that we forget. Now, once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, so the Sephardim have a custom, which today most Jews do, is after Shachris on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they go out and they make the special blessing that the Talmud says. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the person who goes out and sees the fruit trees blossoming, he makes a blessing, he thanks Hashem that there's nothing missing in the world, and he made great, great creations for humanity and beautiful trees to give us pleasure. And that's the Birkat Eilanot, which we say starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, throughout the month of Nisan, when you see fruit-bearing trees that are blossoming. And we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time with the prohibition of chametz, how we check, and etc.